So there's only one Lord. And you wonder how do people come up with what they do. And I'm going to move on because I don't want to waste time here. One Lord, one faith. People, one faith. We hear of different religion, you know, different kind of religions. We hear that. But to be a Christian, to be a believer, is not a religion. It's a lifestyle. It's a living reality. We are new creatures. It's not a religion. It's not something you practice. And it's a lifestyle you live. I'm going to say it again. It's a lifestyle you live. And the lifestyle we live it by faith in God. Believing that these scriptures was inspired by Holy Spirit for men to write them for instruction, for correction, and teaching. And so we'll know how to live. When you purchase your automobile, the car you own now, most of the time, whether you got it brand new or secondhand or third hand, it should have been a manual in there telling you how, telling you about every part of that car, right? And if anybody followed the instruction in that manual, they can find any part on that vehicle. I don't care if it's a sensor. I don't care if it's a water pump. I don't care if it's a spark plug, fuse injection system, or whatever kind of system, whatever's on there. That vehicle, you can find it in that manual, right? Well, it's amazing how we can take that manual and fix automobiles and drive them, but we don't know how to take this manual and fix our lives. It's here. You got, you know, use Bo for a minute. Bo got tell me if I'm saying it right now, diagnostic machine that diagnosed the cause of the problem in the car. And I tried to get him to have me the other day, but he didn't. So I guess I'm gonna have to volunteer a little time. You turn me loose on that diagnostic machine, trying to diagnose the problem in that car, you don't tell, ain't no telling what you'll come up with. Because first of all, I probably don't even know how to turn it on. I might mess around and find the right button to get it on. Well, I wouldn't know what to do after that. So, God gave us the greatest teacher. Then he set before us men and women. And I want you to listen to this. This is going to help you. And sometimes that there's misuse on both sides of the person that stands in the office and the people that sits under the leadership of those people. There's misuse on both sides. And we want to find out the correct way so we can function and become useful and productive in the kingdom. Because God intends for every member to be fruitful and productive. And so let's move right along. He said, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. He's laying out what's there. So if we come up with something else, it's wrong. Because he just told us, ain't but one. Then you got some, since the scripture said one, they'll jump up and say they name their church, you know, certain name, and we the only one right. Now, it's when you're walking in and they leave out over half of what the scripture teach to practice, and say it's been done away with and all that stuff. You think I'm going to follow that and the word didn't say that and I'm reading this and I'm going to listen to you? I don't think so. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. So we'll know the truth. And that's why we're sharing with you. So you won't be blown about, get all confused. Amen. Glory to God. And we stand firm on this word, okay? So he said, one God, Father of all, who is above all, through all, in you all, right? But unto every one of us, but unto who? I think we covered that last week, but let's look at it again. But unto every one of us is given grace. If every one of us have been given grace, that means there's no unused member in the body of Christ. Every member ought to be active. Every member should be fed properly so they can grow. Each member should be fed properly so they can grow and become useful, because anything you get members on your body, if they die, what happens? You go to the doctor, he cut them off. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. But God wants you to know grace has been given to you according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Grace has been given to you so you can be useful, grow up and do your part. All right. He said, but wherefore he said when he ascended on high, he did what? He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Notice he gave gifts unto men. In this, in the King James translation of the Bible, it'll help you to know some of these things. And you find that the translator translated in the he part or the male part, referring to the male part of humanity. But it's really, when you find men, he's talking about everybody. Because God do have women to prophesy, preach, teach, because prophesying is an element of preaching. It just need to be done right. And he can have women stand in the office as well as men. And he did. He used women in the Old Testament. Amen. And he's using them today. But you listen, some people talk, you know, they get out, pull out that one scripture, let your women keep silent in church, and all those scriptures talked about Clemmy and Sanchez and they were having a problem. I'm trying to think of the name, Sanchez. I think her name was Sanchez. But Paul told them, when Clemmy shows up, you help her. She was doing the work in the ministry. Amen. He gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? He also what? Descended first into the lower part of the earth, right? It's Eola and Syndicate. That's who I was trying to think of. Eola and Syndicate. They were having some squabble, and he was saying, pray for them, get it right. They was in the ministry. Amen. And he said, the lower part of the earth, he descended first. He went down into the lower part of the earth. Then he what? Ascended up far above all heaven that he might do what? He that ascended, same also ascended above all heaven that he might fill what? All things.